Now, from the World Wide Web to the wide, wide world of comics, Comic-Con is like the world's fair of comic book conventions, and it's going on right now in San Diego. It's part convention, part Justice League of America. Lots of fans show up dressed as their favorite superhero or villain. Last year's Comic-Con drew at least 120,000 comics fans. Some estimates say 200,000 people will go this year. So you've got representatives from all the major comic book companies, independent artists, book publishers, and Hollywood reps. In other words, it's paradise for your average comic geek. And we've managed to track one aficionado down. Calvin Reed co-edits PW Comics Week for Publishers Weekly, where he's also senior news editor. Hey, Calvin.
Hey, what's up?
Glad to have you back on the show.
Yeah, no, this is great. You got me at a great place.
So you're in a hotel lobby near the convention. How can you tear yourself away even for a second?
Well, believe me, as soon as we're finished, I'm deadheading for the exhibition floor.
Give us a little visual of what it's like. I'm assuming there's a bunch of booths and a sea of people and you can barely move around. Is that fairly accurate?
Well, that's, you know, that just outside the convention center, it's usually just mob, a long line and mobs of people waiting to get in. But yes, once you get through the door, it is jam-packed. I mean, every year the attendance at Comic-Con just seems to blow up, and this year is no different.
Well, what have you liked, and what have you thought, oh, this really just is not working?
Well, you know, what's been interesting, of course, for me as a reporter is that, you know, there's a bunch of new books, in fact, some things that I didn't really know about that have been announced here that I'm really excited about. If you know, if you're familiar with an artist by the name of Paul Pope, a really talented comics artist, he's got almost a cult science fiction series called THB that he's actually self-published himself over the past couple of years. He just got a big deal. Where First Second, which is a New York Trade Book House imprint, because the New York Trade Book Houses are actually really looking at this category very, very closely, he has signed a book deal, and they are going to bring out a four-volume complete edition of THB, and I think most of us who really love Paul's work are really excited about that. So I'm really pumped about that. There's also a book by a young brother hip-hopper by the name of, I think his handle is MF Grimm. His name is Percy Carey. Vertigo, which is an imprint at DC Comics, is going to be publishing a book. This is basically his autobiography, and it's really a powerful book, really about his life, growing up in Harlem, becoming a hip-hopper, a gangbanger, and who ended up shot and paralyzed from the waist down. And this book is kind of a look at his life and how he's tried to turn his life around.
So it's going to be in a comic or graphic novel format?
Yes, it's going to be a graphic novel, absolutely.
Wow, that sounds fascinating. Now, we have done different talks about how African Americans and other people of color are moving into the world of comics and shaking it up a little bit. One thing I noticed was that sometimes in the world of comics, you have guest writers who are not from the world of comics. Like in the recent case, Eric Jerome Dickey, who writes New York Times bestsellers, did a series on Storm from X-Men. So is that kind of a one-off, something that's common? And how often do black writers or artists get to do things for, you know, the more mainstream superhero genre?
Well, actually, it's really becoming a major trend across the board in comics publishing. There certainly are black novelists who are getting very much involved. Another name you might want to note is the novelist John Ridley, who wrote also a very interesting superhero comic series called The American Way that came out this year. It was actually nominated for a Glyph Award, which is actually a wonderful award that was put together by a brother by the name of Rich Watson, and it really honors black characters in comics. It doesn't have to be a black creator, but very often, obviously, there are very many black creators involved. So Ridley's book was nominated, and so yeah, it's a real trend, and obviously, black authors are getting involved as well.
So when you think about what the comic world needs now or who is attracted to it, I guess those are two separate questions. One, what does the world of comics need to do to really reach out and reach non-traditional audiences, whether it's racial demographics, whether it's people who say, well, I don't read comics, and who is flocking in as these new demographics?
Well, you're right. The industry right now is in an interesting place because thanks to movies and the internet and the influence of lots of different kinds of comics being in the marketplace, particularly in the book market, where comics really never were before, new readers are being brought into the category. In particular, by bringing in best-selling novelists. I mean, really, to get back to what you're talking about, that's been one strategy and a real trend across the board. Black authors are getting involved, but also you have people like Stephen King, who is having his Gunslinger series adapted into a comics work.
You have, which I personally loved, I have to admit.
There you go. It's beautifully illustrated, and it really captures the heart of the novel, as well as novelists like Laurel K. Hamilton, whose Anita Blake novels are also being turned into best-selling comics series. And just as I mentioned, John Ridley's book, and as you mentioned before, Eric Jerome Dickey, this is a way that comics are reaching out and attracting people who are also people who may not necessarily want to go to a comic shop. I'm sure we talked about the reasons why, even though comic shops are changing, that they don't always attract the mainstream reader. But these books are ending up in Barnes & Nobles and Borders and in independent bookstores, and all of a sudden you have wonderful comics in places where the most American readers are.
Finally, let's talk about the film industry. We recently had a conversation with Tim Story, who did the Fantastic Four movie series, made a ton of money, and that's a comic book spinoff. And then you also have, of course, there's so many movies that have come out of comics, like Spider-Man, that are hit movies. What is that doing to reshape the movie landscape?
Well, I mean, all you have to do is walk the aisles at Comic-Con to see the impact that the movie industry is having on the comics industry, as well as on, the comics, the movie industry. Actually, one of the Hernandez brothers just walked by. But anyway, Love and Rockets. And in any event, it's really, once again, it's bringing people into comics that maybe perhaps thought that there was nothing for them. You named all the movies. There are more coming. We just did a story the other day about the hit TV show Heroes, because TV also has a role to play here. That has had an ongoing series of online comics attached to it that play right into the plot of the TV show. DC Comics just announced at Comic-Con that they're going to be collecting them into a hardcover book. Once again, this is going to be enormously popular. It's going to bring people into bookstores and comic shops looking for this book, and these are more than likely people who maybe they read comics and maybe they didn't, but they're very much interested in that TV show. So Hollywood is here, they're spending money, and they're also, Hollywood is actually being credited with really creating this explosive growth in attendance here at Comic-Con. So it's really working both ways.
All right. Well, Calvin, thanks a lot.
No, thank you.
Calvin Reed co-edits PW Comics Week for Publishers Weekly, where he's also senior news editor. He joined us from the Comic-Con Book Convention in San Diego.